Before chanting, less and less but independently, then kabhu namabhas, sadai namaparad, esab janive bhai krishna bhakti das. Krishna prem nahai ankur. Krishna prem let. Koti janme jadi kare samana kirtan sabutana paaye krishna pade ke. Tabe jani tahate apradher parshu. कृष्णाम बीजित है ना करें वट इज मीनिंग यस सर
व्हेन दे सेंस हरि नाम हियरिंग एंड चैंटिंग सो मेनी मेनी वर्स हंड्रेड्स एंड थाउजेंड्स ऑफ वर्स
इन चैतन्य चैतन्य इट हैज बीन कोटेड फ्रॉम देयर
बट इफ ही इज कमिटिंग ऑफेंसेस देन द फ्रेम विल नॉट स्टार्ट विद इन हिज हार्ट
समटाइम्स ही कुड नॉट इमेजिन दैट व्हाट आई एम डूइंग क्रिटिसाइजिंग offending, but he will think that, oh, I am doing my Gurudev's service. I am serving my Gurudev.
Yes,
no? I am serving high class of devotees by this. He will not realize all this. So he must be in the guidance of any pure devotee. If we are not doing so, then that bhakti is not bhakti. That is karma. Actually, it is karma. If you are not associating with any bona fide Vaishnava and doing so many activities, then all our activities will turn to karma. Kya chhe? Karma hai? Bhakti rahe dur. Kono karje bhakti na hai. What is the meaning? You?
Mahatere kripa bina kono karma bhakti na karma siddhi na without the mercy of mahat, that means spiritual realized
mahat sadhu sangha
spiritual who is realized soul and five class devotee without his mercy we do not have to, we could not success also in karma. What to say about Krishna bhakti? It is far away from karma. But if Mahadevotee, that means high class devotee will be merciful with anyone, and everything will be successful for him, and Krishna bhakti will be very easy for him.
Karma will not be.
No.
Naukam is saying that without the association and mercy of the poor devotee, even karma cannot be performed. What to speak of bhakti?
No, it is not. Clear, he is not clear. In any activities of that person, ne, all are bogus karma. They are not bhakti. Nothing. Well, okay. So, Raya kahi iho baj aage kahar. No, no. Prabhu kahe iho baj aage kahar. He has Mishra Bhakti. But Mishra Bhakti is no pure bhakti. So we should try to act or follow pure bhakti, not mixing with jnana, karma, yoga, tapasya, nothing. Jnana sunya bhakti, sadhya sar. Then he told that jnana sunya bhakti, the bhakti without almegation. Then jnani prayasa dupasya namante vajivanti sanmukharitam bhavadiya vartam sthane sthita tanuvang manobhi. Jnani prayasa dupasya. What do you speak of nirvishesh jnana? Even Bhagavat tattva knowing, appearance of Krishna, the Krishna is Bhagavan, Supreme Personality of God, will have to forget. We should not try to always explain all these things. We should hear Harikatha. Appearance of Krishna and Krishna Tattva automatically will come in that devotee. And gradually, by hearing Brahmachari, Sannyasi, Vanprastha, or Sthane Sthita, or where we are hearing this katha, Sthane Sthita, here now katha is going on. So being here, doing pranam to Harikatha, doing pranam to those who is speaking Harikatha, and who is managing, and who is explaining, where explaining, all is doing pranam to all by sastanga, and hearing very carefully all this. At that time, we should not be alasya, lazy, upset-minded, or not carefully. Very carefully, we should try to hear. Then, being there, in family life or in renounced life, being brahmachari, are always being in the association and hearing Harikatha, Shrutigatang, Shrutigatang, Tanuang Manobhis. Shrutigatang means, if Harikatha, very powerful, are coming, Satang Prasangamam Vajyasam Vidau Bhamantarit Karanarasayana Katha, Tajyosanata Asu Apabarg Vartmani Saddharati Bhakti. This Harikatha is himself Krishna, none different, very powerful. Through these ears Harikatha will go. And then, very soon, sadhan bhakti, bhava bhakti and prema bhakti. And your life will be successful. So here he is telling that you should not try to always explain that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he is Sarva-Shaktiman, he has omnipotent, he is Sarvagya, omniscient. Never Yasoda. Think that Krishna is son of Mother Yasoda, very lovely son. He is friend of Subal Siddham, Subal Saka. He is beloved of all the gopis, like this. And hearing Katha, then Krishna will be controlled. Otherwise, never. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not satisfied. Still, you know, hai, aage kaha baah, aage kaha aaj. It may be something, but you should go further. Raya kahe, prem bhakti sarva sadhya. Prem bhakti is the essence of all sadhya and sadhana. Our sadhya is, and what is the process? Then bhava bhakti, sadhana bhakti and bhava. Always hearing samadhan, kirtanam, Vishnu, smaranam, and what I told all this. Always. Don't disbelieve that. Don't have any doubt. If you are struggling so much for 20 years, 25 years, and you are not realizing anything, sometimes we may be weak. And then it may be that we will run after money or other things. We are bound if you are. But if positively doing all day, all time, all the following bhakti, hearing Harikatha, if we have no chance to hear Harikatha from bona fide voice now, then we should pray to Krishna. Where is Krishna? That you are praying, he is always here. Like Chaitya Guru, he is very powerful. Also, in the shape of name, he is here. So we should pray, O Krishna. I am so fallen person. I am so weak. I want that you should manage to have a very good associate. And he will quickly arrange. So, prema bhakti is above all. It is the essence of all sraddha. Nano pachara krita pujanam. What is the time now?
12
There are so many kinds of archana of Thakur. Worship. Like pancho upachar. Pancho upachar means 5 kinds of. After that, dvadosho upachar. 12 kinds of upachar. 16 kinds of upachar. So many kinds. It may be 64 kinds of upachara. You can offer him. Like Duryodhan offered more than 16 kind of upachara for Krishna. He has arranged beautiful home, room, palace, so sweet preparation in golden pots, golden glass, golden chariot he sent to bring Krishna. And he offered everything to him. But Krishna never did. He told that I have come here for a certain purpose. If my purpose is solved, then I may take. I see that my purpose is not. Secondly, if I am so hungry, I may take, but I am not hungry. I am aptaram aptakam. So, I am satisfied. I have no hunger, no thirst, nothing. So, I cannot. But if there is a person is not hungry or thirsty, but even there is good relation and there is some sneha or prem, to whom he has done, and if he will request, then hunger will come automatically. And we will tell, oh, I am hungry, you should give me. Like Krishna was not hungry, but he went to Vidurani, and he asked, have you anything? I am so much hungry, I am coming from so far away, and time is over, so I am hungry. And she gave him only outer part of the banana peel. And Krishna was so much satisfied, more than Dwarka Puri, tasting so many sweet perfumes. He told that in my life, this is a new thing that I am tasting. So Nana Chopachar will not do if there is no love and affection for Krishna. So there should be love and affection in heart. If our one's feet, leg is out of mandir, temple, and one feet is in temple, Thakurji, you should take. I have so many things to do, I am going. You can judge yourself that your bhakti is in what stage. You have, in the morning you have taken bath. Hari hari. I should take bath. Otherwise time will be over. I will have to go to my office. So I am hurry in bath. And after that, some breakfast has been ready. And I have to do tilak. And then Gayatri chanting so much. I will have to finish my all formalities. Then I will think that, oh, very hurry, I should do all this. Like this. Oh. First, importance, I am giving importance to go to my office going for money making. But I am outwardly, I am there. So I am thinking that very soon I should finish my all these things. So everything finishing. So chanting and remembering of the Guru Mantra, we overlook it. Then only formalities are doing. Kuni Krishna, Govinda, Govijan, Balvaya, Hare Krishna, sometimes sleeping, sometimes doing so. Eating like that. You'll have to give first preference. I'm maintaining my life, my body, only for all these things. Very easily sitting. No disturbance in mind. Very but calm and quiet. And chanting Brahma Gayatri first. No? Quite absorbed. Quite object. And seeing Brahma Gayatri when chanting, remembering, then actually seeing perfectly, painting this, that who is the worshipable deity in this Adhishthatri Devata. In Brahma Gayatri, who is the Adhishthatri Devata? Srimati Radhika. The power Bhargo Devasya. She should manifest in my heart. So, when chanting and remembering this mantra, we should pray like that. Oh, Srimati Radhi, you are the power of Krishna. You are Sarup Shakti, Antaranga Shakti. Always serving your Prabhu beloved, you should manifest. How beautiful, how full of all qualities you are, you should come in. Totally accepted. Not hurry. Nothing. We will do bath very hurry. Very soon. We will quickly take, we will quickly do all the activities. But here we will be very calm and quiet. We will try to forget all activities in the whole world. Because we are doing everything for this, then it will be healthy. Some fruit will come, otherwise no. So if there is any prem, love and affection, then he will accept anything. Otherwise, Krishna never accepts anything you are giving. Very tasteful thing we have made for you. Good preparation, very sweet preparation for yourself. My son will take, I will take, my wife will take. Oh, very tense. Oh, my brother-in-law, the brother of my wife has come. So I should make it. And then we will offer to Krishna. Not any day, no. But this very day we are cooking. Then Krishna will take or not? He will not take. He will never. So if there is love and affection, then here it is told that Charkitam Pujanam Arthabandho Premnaiva Bhakta Hridayam Sukhvidyutam. If there is appetite in sadhas, what appetite? Like, try to understand, if a person is so much hungry, you are giving him only dry chapati. No salt, nothing, no sweet, nothing. But yet he will take it very, because he is hungry. If a man is thirsty so much, he has searched everywhere water but no water. And if a glass of water is given to him, what he does?
Immediate.
But if he is not hungry or if he is not thirsty, then very pure, so sweet water you are giving, what he will do? He will, If he is not hungry, so delicious food. Only he will see and do something and give up. But if he is hungry, then anything what he receives, he takes very tastefully. But here is something else. Here, if the sadhak is hungry, then Krishna takes
interest.
It has been told. Why it has been told? Opposite. Not understanding. If anyone hungry, then if Krishna is hungry, then what we are giving to him, it will be very tasteful to Krishna. This is. But here it has been told that if bhakti is so much hungry and so much thirsty, then Krishna will take it very tastefully and he will accept it, otherwise not. Why it has been told? Do you understand something?
Yes, what? So devotee is hungry means he has too much demand to feed Krishna.
He is hungry, man. Jasoda wants to serve Krishna, and he makes so many preparations with love and affection.
Like this.
And seeing this, Jasoda is not hungry, but who will be hungry to take it? At once, if it go to. So if there is so much love and affection in the devotee to serve Krishna, then Krishna will take it, accept it, and he will be controlled. He will be so much happy. He will expand that. Gaur Parma. If you cannot make so much money, your life is not luxurious. You are a worker, even a beggar. But your life is not
in vain.
But if you are like this and if you are doing bhakti, then your life is successful. And if everything in the whole world, like President of America, Russia, and Germany, and France, England, everything is there. But know this bhakti thing, then life is
zero.
So don't think that I am poor or this. Prem dhan bina vartha jaridra jivan. Narottama Das keno nagelo. So he's very strong in this. If you are doing, then your life is successful in all respects. And everything is successful, but not this, then not success. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.